奉主耶稣圣名证道。
In the name, when we are young, we are often reminded to be careful.
长大了，我们也是常常被提醒要小心。
And as we became adults, we are also reminded constantly to be careful.
那当我们年老，已经做人家的阿公了，我们还是一样会被人家提醒要小心。
And on the day when we are old and we have become the grandparents of people, we are still reminded to be careful.
其实不管是在哪一个年龄，我们都必须要小心。
Actually, regardless of which age group we belong to, we ought to be careful.
一不小心的后果真的是可大可小。
Because if we are careless, the consequences could be serious.
一失足，你可以只是摔了一跤，那你爬起来涂涂药酒，大概就没有什么事了。
If you have a fall, you pick yourself up and you apply some lotion to ease your relieve your pain.
可是有时候一失足，竟然成了千古恨。
But there are times when you fall and you will regret it forever.
你要赔上你肉体的生命，也要赔上你灵魂的生命。
You will have to give up your physical life as well as your spiritual life.
因此，主耶稣提醒我们要小心。
As a result, the Lord Jesus reminds us to be careful.
那主耶稣所提醒的小心，是要我们在什么事上小心呢？
And when the Lord told us to be careful, what is He telling us to be cautious about?
请看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven.
主耶稣说，你们要小心。
The Lord Jesus reminds us to take heed.
就是要我们小心行善。
In other words, he wants us to take heed when we do our charitable deeds.
我们知道行善的人是一个有福的人。
We know that those who do charitable things are those who are blessed.
正如保罗在哥林多后书第九章第七到第九节所说的。
It's like what Paul has said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verses 7 to 9.
他说捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
He says that God loves a cheerful giver.
神能够将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们。
And God will give him abundant grace to these people.
使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样的善事。
That you will be abundant and sufficient in all things, that you may have abundance for every good work.
就像圣经上所说的。
And as it is written in the Bible.
他施舍钱财，周济贫穷，他的仁义存到永远。
He has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remains forever.
这些章节鼓励了我们热心行善。
And these Bible verses encourage us to be charitable.
因为我们知道这不但是神所喜悦的，也是神所祝福的。
This is because we understand that this is not something that only pleases God, but it also receives His blessing.
但是为什么有一些善行却得不到神的祝福呢？
But why is it that some of the charitable deeds do not result in blessing from God?
因为他们没有小心行善。
This is because they did not take heed when they did the charitable deed.
所以主耶稣告诉我们，行善是好的，但是你要小心行善。
And therefore the Lord just tells us it is good to do charitable things, but you must take heed when you do them.
怎样小心行善呢？
And how can you be careful when you do charitable deeds?
那主耶稣提醒我们，在行善事的时候，你要记住有三个不可的事。
And the Lord just reminds us that whenever you do charitable deeds, there are three things that you must avoid.
那第一件就是不可以将善事行在人的面前。
And the first of them is you should not be seen when you do charitable deeds.
如果你行善是行在人的面前，要叫人家看见的，那你就不能够得到天父的赏赐了。
If you do charitable things before men to be seen, then you do not receive your reward from your Father in heaven.
因为他不是为了天父而做，他是为了自己而做的。
This is because that deed was done not for the heavenly Father, but for himself.
说起来好像是做给天父看，其实他是要做给人看。
It seems that he did it for the Heavenly Father, but actually he did it to show others.
为了表现他自己的慷慨和他的爱心。
And this was meant to display his own charitability as well as his love.
让人家以为他真的是一个好人。
That others would feel that he is indeed a good man.
其实他不是。
But in actual fact, he isn't.
所以做好事未必是出于好心肠。
And therefore, we know that not all charitable deeds come from charitable hearts.
你看世界上有许多善长人翁，很慷慨地捐了好多钱，但是他的背景却原来是个反动的人。
We know that there are many philanthropists in the world who have donated large sums of money, but when you check his background, you find that he is actually a drug dealer.
他们只是要行善给人家看见，误以为他是一个好人而已。
And the good deeds that he has done was to show others that he is to show others that he can be mistaken for a good man.
所以，如果我们行善是要叫人家看见的。
And therefore, if we do good deeds for others to see,
那你就得不到天父的赏赐。
Then you do not receive your reward from the Heavenly Father.
那第二件就是不可在你的前面吹号。
And the second item is when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you.
在第六章的第二节，马太福音第六章第二节，主耶稣说
，This is in Matthew chapter 6 verse 2.
所以你施舍的时候，不可在你前面吹号。
The Lord Jesus says, therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do.
像那假冒为善的人，在会堂里和街道上所行的，故意要得人的荣耀。
In the synagogues and the streets, that they may have glory from men.
为什么要在会堂里和街道上来施舍呢？
Why do these people do their charitable deeds in the streets and in the synagogues?
因为会堂和热闹的街道上有很多的人。
This is because the synagogues and the busy streets are filled with people.
越多的人，他就越乐意来行善，因为他可以得到更多的荣耀。
The more people there are, the more willing they are to do their charitable acts because they can receive greater glory.
所以我们看社会上也有许多那些乐意捐款的人。
And we see in society many people who are willing to donate money.
为什么他们这样的甘心施舍这么一大笔的钱呢？
Why were they so willing to let go such a large sum of money?
尤其是在电视现场广播的节目里面。
And this is especially so when they are being broadcast live.
他们更加乐意的慷慨解囊啊。
They are even more willing to open up their purses to give.
因为这可以打响他的名声，有这个宣传的价值。
This is because they can gain publicity from such an incident.
如果没有这种的宣传价值，没有打响他们的名声，你想他们还会这样慷慨解囊吗？
Without being given the publicity and given the glory, do you think that they would have donated their money?
所以行善不可在你前面吹号，不要因为打响你的名声而做这种善行来。
And therefore, you're reminded not to sound a trumpet as you do your good deeds.
如果你这样的话，耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，你们已经得了你们的赏赐了。
And it's not meant for your own name. Otherwise, the Lord Jesus would tell you, assuredly I say to you that you have your reward.
那第三件不可的是什么事呢？
And the third item that you should avoid, what is it?
第三节，主耶稣说，
It's in verse 3, the Lord Jesus says,
你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的。
But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
左手所右手所做的事情，左手怎么能够会不知道呢？
Whatever is done by the right hand, how can the left hand not know?
主耶稣的意思是说，
And the meaning of the Lord Jesus is this.
你行善，最好也不要自己念念不忘。
That when you do a good deed, you should not try to remember it for a long time.
不要总是记住你帮助了什么人，什么人欠了你一份人情。
You should not think that you have helped this person and this person owes you one.
或者你在自我欣赏。
Or you should not think highly of yourself.
自己在陶醉在自己所做的善事里面。
That you should not be thinking of how good you are when you did that good deed.
如果是这样的话，也得不到天父的赏赐了。
If this is what you do, then you do not receive your reward from the Heavenly Father.
施舍不是为了自己的利益。
A charitable deed is not meant for personal gain.
乃是因为怜悯别人的痛苦，乐意地帮助他。
It is done out of concern for the pain that others are suffering and the will to help them.
他会把荣耀归给神，不会归给自己。
And the person who does the act would give the glory to God and not to himself.
因为他知道神先施恩祝福他，让他有这个能力来去帮助别人。
This is because he understands that God has first blessed him, that he has this ability now to help others.
施恩不忘报才是真正的施恩。
And whenever you give and remember to repay, then this is indeed giving.
如果你施恩在等待别人的回报，或者在计算自己的功劳，这已经不算是一种的施恩了。恩典是没有计较的。
If you give in anticipation of people repaying you or not forgetting the good act you have done, then this is not a charitable deed.
拉比教导他的学生这样说。
The rabbi teaches his student.
一个蒙福的施舍是怎么样的施舍呢？
Blessed giver, what kind of giver is he?
施舍的人不知道他给了谁，而接受的人不知道是谁给了他。
The giver does not know who has received, and the receiver does not know who the giver is.
只有神知道。
Then only God knows.
那这样的施舍才是一个蒙福的施舍。
And such a giving is then a blessed one.
这就是主耶稣所说的。
And this is what the Lord Jesus teaches us.
要叫你施舍的事行在暗中，你父在暗中察看，必然报答你。
That your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly.
我们要记住主耶稣所说的。
We must remember the teachings of the Lord Jesus.
父在暗中察看我们怎么样的施舍。
That the Father sees in secret how we have given.
因此，我们不但要有心行善，更重要的要小心行善。
And therefore, we must not only have a charitable heart as we do a charitable deed, but we must also have a careful heart.
小心行善的人才是真正有福的人。
A person who takes heed as he does a charitable act is a blessed one.
好，我们看马太福音十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18,
第十节
verse 10. Matthew chapter 18, verse 10. Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven.
你有没有轻看过任何一个人？
Have you ever despised one of these little ones?
如果有的话，你真的要小心了。
If you have, then you must take heed.
大人物，我们绝对不敢轻看他的。
For those who are great and powerful, we do not despise them.
虽然他没有跟我们讲话，但是我们在他的面前还是毕恭毕敬的。
Even if they have not ever spoken to us, in front of them, we will behave respectfully.
可是转过身，你看到一个小人物的时候。
But as you turn around and you see a little one,
你那种毕恭毕敬的态度立刻完全改变了。
Your respectful behavior completely changes.
小人物总是常常被人家轻视的。
And the little ones are often despised.
但是主耶稣在这里提醒我们。
But the Lord Jesus reminds us here.
你们要小心。
Take heed.
不可轻看这小子里的一个。
That you do not despise one of these little ones.
为什么呢？
Why is that so?
我告诉你们。
For I say to you,
他们的使者在天上常见我天父的面呢。
That in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven.
犹太人相信每一个人都有一个天使在看顾他的。
The Jews believe that everyone has a guardian angel.
像彼得他在被关在监牢里，那天使拯救他出来。
Like when Peter was put in prison,His angel saved him from his.
那么他就走回家，那去叩门。
And as he went home, and he knocked, the door of his house.
那很多那些门徒都聚集在家里面。
Many of his disciples were gathered there.
你知道谁去开门吗？
And do you remember who went to open the door?
他一看到是彼得。
When the maid heard that it was Peter,
他竟然高兴到忘记叫彼得进来，他就赶快回家去报告说，原来是彼得啊。
She was so happy that she forgot to ask Peter to come in, and she ran back to report his presence.
但是没有人家相信。
But no one believed.
可是这个人说，是的，真的是彼得回来了。
But the maid said, "It's indeed Peter who has returned."
那他们怎么说呢？
And what did the rest tell her?
他说不是啦，大概你是看到他的天使啦。
They said, "It's probably not Peter. It must be his angel."
那门外，彼得还是在那边叩门。
And Peter continued knocking on the door.
那他们大家去打开门一看，真的是彼得啊。
And when they opened the door and they realized that it was indeed Peter.
所以他们相信每一个人都有天使在看顾他的。
And therefore they have this belief that everyone has a guardian angel.
不过你不要误会，以为当人家打你的时候，天使就会伸出手来挡住他，那么你不会受伤。
But do not be mistaken that whenever someone tries to hit you, the angel would appear and block his blow.
就算你轻视小子里的一个。
Even if you despise one of these little ones,
他的天使没有显现，为什么你轻看他？他也是神的儿子啊。
The angel will not appear and tell you why did you despise him. He's also the son of the heavenly Father.
因为天使不是自行审判的。
This is because angels do not execute judgment.
他是做报告的。
They are just people who report.
主耶稣说，你们要小心。
And therefore, the Lord Jesus says, take heed.
你如果轻看小使里的一个。
That you do not despise one of these little ones.
那么他的使者会在天上向天父报告的。
For his angel will report this to the heavenly Father.
那你就难逃神的审判了。
And then you cannot escape the judgment of God.
请看罗马书十四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14.
第十节。
Verse 10. Romans chapter 14, verse 10. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. There are times when believers forget. And they begin to judge their brother or they show contempt for their brothers.
那保罗得提醒他们,
and Paul reminds these people.
你这个人,为什么你这么大胆?来论断来轻视人呢、
You, why do you judge your brother or show contempt for him?
难道你忘记了有一天我们都要站在神的台前吗？
Do you forget that there shall be a day when you shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ?
你所做所说的有一天都要在神的面前一一的来审问吗？
And whatever you have said and done, all these will be judged.
所以我们真的要小心、啊、
And therefore we must take heed.
中国人说打狗看主人面。
The Chinese have a saying that when you hit a dog, you must look at his master.
有一些狗你是不能够打的。
There are some dogs which you should never hit.
因为你惹不起他的主人啊。
This is because you cannot withstand the owner of the master of the dog.
你打了狗，分分钟这个主人出来打了你啊。
If you have hit that dog, any time the master may appear and beat you.
所以你打狗也要小心，你要先知道它的主人是你得罪得起的吗？
And therefore, you must take heed even before you hit the dog. You must know that who the master is and whether he's someone you can contend with.
既然你都明白这个道理，
if these are things that you do understand,
那么你怎么可以随便轻看小子里的一个呢？
Then how can you show contempt for a little one?
你以为他没有背景，没有主人吗？
Do you think that he has no backing and he has no master?
所以你就可以轻易的来欺负他。
And you can take into your hands how you should bully him.
主耶稣告诉我们。
The Lord Jesus tells us.
你错了。
You are wrong.
你得罪不起他的主人的。
You cannot afford to offend his master.
天使会把你所作所为告诉天父的。
The angel would report whatever you have done to the heavenly father.
你怎么样欺负了他的儿子。
And how you have bullied his son.
那你在神的面前就要受审判了。
And before God, you will be judged.
所以在第四节，保罗这样说。
And therefore, in verse 4, Paul says,
罗马书十四章的第四节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 4.
你是谁，竟论断别人的仆人呢？他或站住，或跌倒，自有他的主人在，而且他也必要站住，因为主能使他站住。
Who are you to judge another servant? To his own master, he stands or falls. Indeed.He will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand.
你打狗，你懂得看主人的面。当你要欺负小子的一个，你更要谨慎小心了。
Before you hit a dog, you do know how to discern his master. Therefore, before you despise one of these little ones, you must be careful of God.
我们请看路加福音第八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章十八节。
Luke chapter 8 verse 18. Therefore take heed how you hear, for whoever has, to him more will be given, and whoever does not have, even what he seems to have will be taken from him.
我们常常听到。
We often hear the word.
但你是不是小心听到呢？
But do you take heed whenever you hear the word?
主耶稣说，你们应当小心怎样听。
The Lord Jesus says, take heed how you hear.
有些人听到很有造就，但是有些听到却得到反效果。
There are some who are edified by the word they hear, but there are others who receive the opposite effect.
为什么同样的道理在不同样的人竟然产生不同样的效果呢？
Why does the same word have a different effect on different people?
那就是因为听到的人有不一样的听法。
This is becauseIt depends on how the hearer hears.
有一些人听到是要来学习到，是要来认罪悔改。
Some people hear the word to learn it and to repent.
而有些人听到是要来找毛病，专抓他的痛脚，然后控告他。
Others want to hear the word to look for a problem, to accuse the speaker.
就像主耶稣传道的时候一样。
This is a situation when the Lord Jesus preached.
许多人听到得了造就，生命改变。
There are many who heard his word and were edified and their lives changed.
可是更有许多人听了以后反感、愤恨，甚至要抓他的把柄来控告他，定他以死罪。
But at the same time, there are many who have heard and despised him, and they wanted to find a problem to accuse him.
你怎么样听到呢？
How do you hear the word?
耶稣说
The Lord Jesus says,
你们应当小心怎样听。
Take heed how you hear.
凡有的还要加给他，凡没有的连他自以为有的也要夺去。
For whoever has to him more will be given, and whoever does not have even what he seems to have will be taken from him.
这是怎么说呢？
What is the meaning of this?
我们知道学习如同逆水行舟，不进则退。
We know that as we learned, it is like a boat on a stream. If you do not make progress, you are actually pushed back by the current.
如果你越用功去学习，你学习的能力就越高，你的知识就越丰富。
And the more effort you put into learning, the higher learning you will attain, and the more knowledge you will have.
可是如果你懒惰学习，
but if you are lazy about learning,
你不但学习能力很差，你的知识也很浅薄。
Not only is your learning ability hampered.The knowledge that you gain is also limited.
甚至你本身所学习到的，以前所学习到的知识，也都会忘得一干二净啊。
And even for the things you have learned before this, all these will be forgotten.
学到也是这个样子。
It is the same for the hearers of the word.
如果我们认真学习神的道理，
If we put in effort in learning the word,
我们的生命会更加的丰富。
Our life will become more abundant.
我们的人生观会更加的快乐，更加的光明。
And our view of life will be happier and brighter.
可是如果我们不认真听到，
But if we do not put in effort in learning the word,
虽然听了几十年的道理，
despite hearing the word for more than 10 years,
还是一个老样子，
you will not change.
有时候比那一些外邦人的行为道理更加的惨，更加不懂道理。
And you may be even worse off than the Gentiles.In terms of your morals.
因为旁边的外邦人都会说，诶，你不是个基督徒吗？怎么你做这样的事情呢？他们都知道这个道理，而你却不知道这个道理。
This is because the Gentiles around you, they would say, aren't you a Christian and you do not know this? Even they understand such a teaching.
因此我们要认真学到。
And therefore we must take heed when we hear the word.
在听到的时候要专心听。
When we hear, we must pay attention to what we hear.
存着一个谦卑学习的心。
And we must have a humble learning heart.
那神必然会打开你的心窍，让你明白神的话。
And God will open our heart so that we can understand His word.
那我们听到是哪一种的心呢？
And what kind of heart do we have when we hear the word?
那主耶稣曾经讲的这个比喻。
The Lord Jesus once spoke this parable.
有一个撒种的，撒的时候种子是落在路旁。
There was a sower of seed, and some of the seed fell on the roadside.
第六节
verse 6.
也有落在磐石上的。
And there are some that fell on rocks.
第七节
verse 7.
也有落在荆棘里的。
And some fell among thorns.
第八节
verse 8.
又有落在好土里的。
But others fell on good ground.
这四种田地就是代表了四种听到的人。
These four kinds of ground represents four kinds of people.Four kinds of people who hears the word.
我们的心就是田地，种子就是神的道。
And our heart is this ground, and the word is the seed.
你用哪一种的心来听到呢？
What kind of ground do you use to receive the seed?
是不是路旁的心？
Is it a seed that fell by? Is it the by wayside?
或者是磐石的心？
Or is it a heart of rock?
所以你看，许多人听到不专心。
There are many who hear the word and they do not pay attention.
好像他们只是在路边走过而已。
It's as if they were just passing by the wayside.
偶尔看到有兴趣的东西就停下来看一看。
And as they find something interesting, they stop and took a look.
看到了又继续走了。
And as they finish looking, they continue their journey.
他没有心停下来好好的看，认真的听的。
They have no intention to stop there to take a good look and to listen to the word.
我们有时候听到也是这样。
There are times we do likewise.
听到人家讲笑话了啊，这个很好听。
When we hear someone's crack a joke, they say you find it interesting.
然后讲圣经道理的时候，哎呀，又是亚伯拉罕。
And then when as they go on to speak about the Bible, you say It is Abraham again.
我们就不喜欢听了。
And you do not want to listen.
我们又走到别的路上去了。
And you continue your journey to another wayside.
不能够定下心来，专心的听，你得不到造就的。
You cannot concentrate on hearing the word, you will not be edified.
那有一些是磐石心，心很硬。
And there are some hearts which are like the rock. It's very hard.
哎，道理不能够真正进入他的内心的。
And the word can never penetrate his heart.
所以遇到逼迫的时候
，and therefore when they were persecuted，
没有道理的扎根
，since the word has never been able to establish its roots，
他们怎么能够愿意为这个道来忍受苦难呢
？How will these people be able to suffer for the word？
那有一些是荆棘的心
，and there are some hearts which are like the thorns。
主耶稣说，荆棘一同生长，把它挤住了，结果道心没有办法生长出来。
And the word grew up with the thorns, and it was.The word was choked.
只有那一个好土
But it is only the good ground.
它就能够结实百倍
It yielded a crop of 100-fold.
好土是怎样的好呢
What kind of good ground is this?
主耶稣有解释
The Lord Jesus explained.
第十五节
Verse 15.
那落在好土里的就是人听了道持守在诚实善良的心里并且忍耐着结实
But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience.
如果你的心是诚实，是善良的心
，If your heart is noble and good,
并且加上忍耐
，and you also have patience,
总有一天你必然会赏到你所结出来的果子的。
Then there shall be a day when you will enjoy the fruit of that you bear.
因此我们要小心听道。
And therefore we must take heed as we hear the word.
因为有一天这个道要审判我们的。
Because there shall be a day when this word will be judging us.
请看路加福音的十八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 18.
对不起，是约翰福音十二章。
Sorry, this is John chapter 12. John chapter 12.
四十七跟四十八节。
Verses 47 and 48. 47 and 48. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. 48. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in that last day.
我们真的要小心听。
We must take heed as we hear the word.
耶稣说,
The Lord Jesus says,
拒绝我不领受我话的人。有审判他的。
If anyone who rejects my word, there shall be one that judges him.
我所讲的道，在末日要审判他。
The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day.
因此，我们要认真听道，要专心学道。
Therefore, we must concentrate on and put in effort as we hear and learn the word.
更要求主耶稣帮助我们把所听的道遵行出来。
And we must also ask the Lord Jesus to help us so that we can.Act out the words that we hear.
这是我们要特别小心的四地方。
And these are the things that we ought to take heed of.
我们看加拉太书第六章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章第一节。
Verse 1. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual restore such a person in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself lest you shall...Also be tempted.
在信仰上必然会面对许多的诱惑和试探。
In our faith, we shall be faced with much temptations.
那也有人真的会失败，被引诱，跌倒了。
And there shall be people who are tempted and have fallen.
他们不是故意要去犯罪的。
They were not deliberate in their attempt to sin.
他们是偶然被过犯所胜。
They happen to be overcome by temptation.
那这些人我们就应当用温柔的心把他挽回来
And these are the people to whom we must use a spirit of gentleness to restore them
可是你必须要自己小心
But at the same time you must take heed of yourself
恐怕你也被引诱了
Lest you also be tempted
你本来是要去劝人家回头的
Your original intention was to persuade the person to come back
可是结果在你的辅导当中你自己却陷入感情里面竟然你也被引诱了
But as you were trying to counsel the person you were taken into the confusion and you were tempted
常常发生这样的事情，去帮助人的人，结果得到反效果。
There are many such examples. The people who try to help were also implicated.
你不是要去劝他们和平，不要吵架的吗？
Aren't you there to help persuade them to be peaceable and not quarrel?
可是你怎么在那个时候你自己也发起脾气来偏帮一方而已呢？
But what happened? Why have you become biased and you're helping one side?
两个人的吵架已经够头痛了，现在又加多你一个插进来。
The quarrels of two persons is already causes a headache, but you join in the mess.
所以在许多软弱的事情上，我们真的要特别的小心，要不然我们自己也会进入这一种软弱当中。
And therefore, in matters of weaknesses, we must be very careful. Otherwise, we may fall into the weakness as well.
你以为你很属灵，你很有定力。
If you think you are very spiritual and you are very stable,
你以为你不会跌倒的吗？
Do you think you will never fall?
有些人真的以为他自己是这么样的坚强的。
Some people think themselves as being so strong.
就像彼得所说的，众人会跌倒离开你，但是我彼得是绝对不会的。
Like what Peter has said to the Lord Jesus, that everyone may leave you, but I will never.
甚至他会说，你这么看小我吗？
And he even told the Lord that, how can you look down on me?
保罗说，如果你有这样的心态啊，自以为站立得稳，你要更加的小心。
And Paul reminds us that if you think you can stand firm, you must be doubly careful.
要不然你也一样会跌倒的。
Otherwise, you too may fall.
台湾报纸有一个令人深思的报道。
There's a interesting, there's a thought-provoking report in the Taiwanese newspaper.
他说有一个道士，他为了要向他的信徒证明他的道行高深。
There's a Taoist priest who intended to prove to his believers of his strength.
他可以吸毒，但是他绝对不会上瘾的。
He can take drugs, but he'll never become addicted.
那因此信徒也向他挑战了。
And therefore, the believers also challenged him.
就把海洛因放在香烟里面给他抽。
And they put heroin into cigarettes and let him smoke them.
那抽了几根以后，他竟然真的上瘾了。
And after smoking a few cigarettes, he was indeed addicted.
他已经不能不抽了。
And there was no way he can avoid smoking anymore.
你可以看到那一些上了毒瘾的人，当他们有抽的时候啊，你看他那个样子。
Have you seen the drug addicts when they do not have their drugs? What do they become of?
因此，他也变成一个吸毒的人。
And therefore, he too became a drug taker.
而最后也被警察抓去了。
And he was ultimately arrested by the police.
这件事的确是让人家感觉到很好笑。
And this is an incident that is very laughable.
为什么要这样呢？
Why did he try to do that?
你为什么要以身试法呢？
Why did he make an example of himself?
自以为有定力，自以为道行高深，其实还不是跟其他人一样的软弱的吗？
Why did he think that he was powerful in his spiritual nature, but he is still similar to everyone else?
所以真言书这么样的提醒我们。
And therefore,Proverbs remind us.
请看箴言十四章
Proverbs 14,
十五节跟十六节
verses 15 and 16. Proverbs 14 verses 15 and 16. The simple believes every word, but the prudent man considers well his step. A wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident.
愚蒙人和通达人的分别在哪里呢？
What is the difference between the simple and the prudent man?
作者说，愚蒙人是话都信，没有去深思反省，但是通达人他却步步谨慎。
The author of Proverbs tells us that the simple believes every word without thinking, but the prudent man considers well his steps.
智慧人跟愚妄人的分别在哪里呢？
And what is the difference between the wise man and the fool?
他说，愚妄的人骄傲自知，以为他不会跌倒的，但是他结果就跌倒了。
He says that the fool rages and is self-confident, thinking that he will never fall, but there he is, he has fallen.
可是智慧人他知道自己的软弱，他惧怕他会被跌倒，因此他远离恶事，反而因此保守了他自己呀。
But the wise man knows his own weaknesses, and therefore he departs from evil, thereby saving himself.
事实上，我们人的定力是有限的。
We know that man has limited ability to withstand evil.
我们是经不起引诱的。
we often give in to temptation.
因此在引诱当中，我们要逃避，要远离引诱。
And therefore, in the midst of such temptation, we must depart from the temptation and evil.
好像约瑟一样。
Like what Joseph did.
他不但拒绝这个试探，他还逃避这个试探。
Not only did he reject the temptation, but he also flee from it.
所以我们除了祷告，求神保守我们，不要跌入试探里面。
And therefore, apart from praying that God will deliver us from temptation,
那我们自己也应该要有这样的决心和行动，远离试探呢、啊。
At the same time, we ourselves must have put in the effort to depart from evil.
如果你求神保护我，让我驾车小心平安无事，可是你拼命的踩油，要割车，要出风头，那你怎么会得到平安呢
？If you pray to God to protect you to be safe on the roads as you drive, but yet you keep pressing on the accelerator and speeding, how can God protect you?
你必须放弃那一种竞争的心理，你必须要不用那么急。
You must put aside the heart of striving as well as become more patient.
给人家超车也没有关系，他要出风头就给他去出个宝吧。
And if you are overtaken by someone, let him go. If he wants to show off, let him show off.
小心驾驶，你就能够平安到家。
And then as you take heed, when you drive, you will arrive home safely.
要不然真的是会惹来灾祸的。
Otherwise, you may just put yourself into troubles.
所以在第六箴言第六章
，and therefore in Proverbs chapter 6,
27跟28节这样说
，verses 27 and 28 is written that can a man take fire to his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one walk on hot coals and his feet not be seared?
你知道火是会伤害人的。
You know that the fire can.
那你也知道衣服是很容易着火的。
And you also know that clothes can catch fire easily.
那为什么你还要在怀里抱住那个火呢？那怎么不让你的衣服烧光
？Then why then do you take fire into your bosom? Are you sure that your clothes won't be burned?
人在火炭上走，脚岂能不烫呢
？Can a man walk on hot coals and his feet not be seared?
所以你不要玩火。
And therefore do not play with fire.
你要远离这一些火。
You must flee from the fire.
那这样你才能够保守自己的安全。
Then you can protect yourself.
所以保罗告诉我们。
Therefore, Paul tells us.
在信仰上，我们要小心被引诱了。
In our faith, let us take heed lest we fall to temptation.
我们再看多一样，约翰二书第一章。
Let's turn to one more item. Second John, verse 1.
第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8. Second John, chapter 1, verse 8.
约翰二书第八节
Second John verse 8 Look to yourself what, that we do not lose those things we work for but that we may receive a full reward
这里说你们要小心不要失去你们所做的工
It tells us to look to ourselves that we do not lose the things that we work for
这个工是指什么工呢
And what are the things that we worked for
请看腓立比书第二章
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2,
12节
verse 12. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
这个功就是指我们得救的功夫。
This work refers to our work of salvation.
我们每一个人都要小战战兢兢地做成我们得救的功夫。
Every one of us must work out our own salvation with fear and trembling.
得救不是主耶稣的功夫吗？怎么是靠我们的功夫呢
？You will say that isn't salvation a work by the Lord Jesus and not us?
当然，拯救的工作是主耶稣的工作。
Of course, we know that the work of salvation began with the Lord Jesus.
我们不能够做任何的工作来让我们自己可以得救的。
There is no work that we can do to save ourselves.
因为得救不是靠做人的行为，乃是靠做神的恩典。
This is because salvation lies not in man's work, but in the grace of God.
但是当你蒙神拯救得了这个恩典以后
，But when you have been saved by God and received this grace,
你能不能够保守自己在这个恩典当中
？Are you able to keep yourself within this grace?
你能不能够持守遵行神的道理？
Are you able to keep and maintain the word of God?
这就是我们自己要做的功夫了。
And this then is our work of salvation.
面对许多的试探，许多的引诱。
In the face of much temptation, and distress?
你仍然坚持你的信心，遵循神的道理吗？
Are you able to maintain your faith and keep the word of God?
还是你也被引诱，你也贪爱世界，一样被犯罪了？
Or are you also tempted and you love the world and you join them in their sin?
这个功夫就必须要你自己去谨慎保守的。
And then this work is your work of keeping, taking heed and keeping yourself.
所以保罗提醒我们要用恐惧战兢的心来做成这个得救的功夫。
This is the reason why Paul tells us that we must work out our own salvation with fear and trembling.
那是不是我们每天都要心惊惊这样来聚会来做人？
Then does it mean that we must always be afraid and afraid whenever we come to worship or when we are living our lives?
当然，你不用整天这样提心吊胆、恐惧要死、怕得要死那一种心理啦。
Of course, you need not be always worried and afraid as you live.
他的恐惧战兢是指你要谨慎从事、细心处理。
The fear and trembling here refers to taking heed and being very cautious.
就好像你在搬运一个很贵重的古董一样。
It's like when you are trying to move a very precious artifact.
或者你在面对一个你所心爱的人。
Or you're here with somebody whom you treasure.
你怕你心爱的人受伤害了。
You're afraid that the person you treasure would receive harm.
所以你要小心你自己的情绪，尤其是当你不高兴的时候。
And therefore, you must take heed of your own mood, especially when you're unhappy.
如果对方不是你所喜欢的，反而是你所讨厌的。
If the person is someone you do not treasure, but someone you hate,
你就会很随意向他发脾气，把脾气发泄在他身上。
You will be throwing a tantrum at the person to release your anger.
可是对方如果是你所爱的，
but if it is somebody beloved to you,
是你所尊敬的，
is someone whom you respect,
你会这样做吗？
Would you do such a thing?
你不会的。
You will not.
你会控制自己，你会小心你的言辞。
You attempt to control yourself. You will be careful with your words.
因为你怕伤害到他。
Because you do not want to hurt that person.
就像这个古董一样。
It's like that precious relic.
如果它只是一个普通的石头，
If it's an ordinary piece of rock,
你怎么还会小心来去保管呢？来去搬，小心搬运呢？
Would you be treating it with such care as you move it around?
跌破也不要紧，我可以买过。
You probably say, even if it's broken, it's okay, I can buy another one.
但如果是个宝玉，
But if it's a precious piece of jade,
你的心态就不同了，你就非常的小心了。
Your attitude towards that piece of jade will be very different. You'll be very careful.
什么是你生命当中最宝贵的呢？
What is the most important thing to you in your life?
对基督徒来说，
to a Christian,
应该就是我们得救的功夫。
It ought to be our work of salvation.
一个人如果不能够得救，
if a person cannot be saved,
纵使你赚了全世界，拥有全世界，那又怎么样呢？
Even if you haveEarn the whole world, you have the whole world belonging to you. What difference does it make?
可是却许多的人忽略了这个神的救恩，不看重属灵的事情。
There are many people who have not esteemed highly this salvation grace of God. They do not esteem the things of God.
他每天都很忙，但是都是不是忙做得救的功夫。
They are very busy in their daily life, but they are not busy about their work of salvation.
他们只是忙做要得钱的功夫。
They are busy with the work of making money.
但是主耶稣提醒我们，
But the Lord Jesus reminds us,
人活着是要靠神口里所出的话的。
Men live by the words that proceed from the mouth of God.
有一天我们会离开这个世界的。
There shall be a day when we will leave this world.
那我们的灵魂能不能够得救呢？
And then can our soul receive its salvation?
你是不是做好你得救的功夫？
Have you worked out your work of salvation?
你受洗了吗？
Are you baptized?
你的罪真的赦免了吗？
Are your sins truly forgiven?
你得到了圣灵了吗？
Have you received the Holy Spirit?
你只是称呼主啊，还是你遵行主的道理？
Do you just call Lord, Lord, or do you indeed obey His word?
我们真的有很多功夫需要去做的。
There's much work left for us to do.
说明当存着恐惧战兢的心。
And therefore, we must have this heart of fear and trembling.
怕我们落后了，怕我们被丢弃了，怕我们犯罪跌倒了。
That we may be afraid that we are making no progress, that we have sinned and fallen.
这样的小心才能够使你的灵命更加的安全。
Such caution can help in our spirituality.
恐惧战兢原来竟是一个最安全的防守之道啊。
And fear and trembling is surprisingly a way that can save us.
请看希伯来书第四章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4,
第一节,
verse 1. Hebrews 4, verse 1. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering this rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it.
十一节,
verse 11. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone should fall after the same example of disobedience.
就像马拉松的赛跑一样, 开始的时候是那么多人。
In a marathon, when you begin, at the beginning of the race, there are so many participants.
可是谁能够坚持到终点呢?
But how many people can endure to the very end?
我们看到我们中间有一些人已经赶不上了。
We can see among ourselves many who cannot make it.
有一些已经不会再来了。
There are many who will never take part again.
有一些甚至犯罪跌倒了。
There are some who have sinned and have fallen.
我们都已经看到了。
And these are examples we have seen with our own eyes.
那我们自己呢?
What about ourselves?
所以作者说,
and therefore, the author says,
我们应当违纪, 免得我们有人, 免得我们中间或有人,
and therefore, let us be diligent, lest any of us fall behind.
如果你有这样的心,
if you have this heart,
十一节说,
verse 11 says,
那我们就务必竭力, 进入那安息。
Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest.
在信仰上, 真的是要小心的。
We ought to take heed in our faith.
我们能够这样的小心吗?
Are we indeed people who are careful?